And with that, it's time to bid goodbye to our colleagues on the World Service to get a new day underway here on BBC Radio 4. A very good morning. This is Vigialis. It's 20 past 5 on Sunday, the 17th of November. My name is Vigialis, and Simon King is standing by with the shipping forecast. Later this hour, we have a review of the latest range of Ray-Ban smart glasses and how helpful they might be for blind and partially sighted people. That's on In Touch at 5:45. But first, let's look ahead to Tuesday night when a writer and an actress come together to dish out some life advice.
Marion Keyes and Tara Flynn are back on Radio 4.
Good vibes only.
It's a lovely thing to strive for, but we aren't all in our good vibes eras at all times.
No, we vary all through the day.
Using their own life experiences to solve your problems.
Are you going to decide, this is my life? I only get the one.
Starting with a special episode recorded in front of a live audience.
Would you say it is weird to reuse an engagement ring from a previous relationship?
Now You're Asking with Marion Keyes and Tara Flynn on Tuesday night at 11 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Now let's head to the BBC Weather Centre and join Simon King. Morning, Simon.
Vijay, thank you. Good morning. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Sunday, the 17th of November. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, Forties, Cromarty, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. New low expected Finland, 977 by midnight tonight. High France, 1022, dissipating. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira, 40s. Northwesterly, 6 to gale 8. Wintry showers, good occasionally poor. Cromarty, northwest, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first. Wintry showers, good occasionally poor. Forth, Tyne, northwest, 4 to 6, showers, good. Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, northwest, 6 to gale 8, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Humber, Thames, northwest, 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, west or northwest, 4 to 6, showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Biscay, variable 2 to 4, showers at first, good. South Fitzroy, northeasterly 4 to 6, fair, good. North Fitzroy, northeasterly becoming variable 2 to 4, showers at first, good. Sole, northwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later, showers, good. Lundy, Fastnet, west or northwest 4 to 6, showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Irish Sea, northwest 4 to 6, veering north 3 or 4 later, rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon, west or northwest 4 to 6, rain or showers, moderate or good. Rockall, north or northwest, becoming cyclonic later 4 to 6, rain or showers, moderate or good. Malham, northwest 4 or 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Hebrides, northwest veering north 4 to 6, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Bailey, north veering northeast 4 to 6, wintry showers, good, occasionally moderate. Fair Isle, northwest 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, north 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, snow showers, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, northerly or northeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, snow showers, good, occasionally poor. Weather reports from coastal stations for 0400, Tarry Automatic, northwest by north 3, 30 miles, 1014, falling slowly. Stornoway, north by west 4, 5 miles, 1013, now falling. Lerwick, northwest by west 5, 9 miles, 1003, now falling. Lucas, west 3, 35 miles, 1012, rising slowly. Bridlington, west northwest 3, 1011, now falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, northwest 6, 5 miles, 1014. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, 11 miles, 1016. Jersey, northwest 3, rain, 1600 metres, 1017, falling slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northwest by west 4, 1018. Scilly Automatic, northwest by north 3, 19 miles, 1020, falling slowly. Valentia, west northwest 3, 16 miles, 1021, falling slowly. Runnels Way, west 4, 16 miles, 1015, falling slowly. Malinhead, northwest by west 5, 9 miles, 1015, falling slowly. Here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 0500. General situation. A moderate to strong and showery northwesterly flow will dominate today, with gales likely at first in northeast Scotland. On Monday, a deepening low will then move in from the Atlantic to be centred across central England by Monday night. Kirkrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Northwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in northeast, wintry showers, good occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick upon Tweed. Northwest 5 to 7, wintry showers mainly in north, good, occasionally moderate in north. Berwick upon Tweed to Whitby. Northwest 5 or 6, backing west 4 or 5 for a time. Fair at first, then showers, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Northwest 5 or 6, backing west 4 or 5, then veering northwest later. Fair at first, then showers, good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Northwesterly 5 or 6, backing westerly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 later. Fair at first, then rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate later. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Northwesterly 4 or 5, backing westerly 5 or 6, then veering northwesterly 3 or 4 later. Rain or showers later, good, occasionally moderate later. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Northwest 4 or 5, backing west 5 or 6, occasionally 4 later. Rain or showers later, good, occasionally moderate later. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Northwest 4 or 5, backing west 5 or 6, occasionally 4 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Northwest 4 or 5, backing west 5 or 6, then becoming cyclonic 4 to 6 later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally moderate later. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Northwest 4 or 5, backing west 5 or 6, then veering northeast 3 or 4 later. Rain or showers, good, occasionally moderate. Great Orme Head to the Mad of Galloway. Northwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, veering north 3 or 4 later. Rain or showers, fair later, good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man. West or northwest 4 or 5, veering north 3 or 4 later. Rain or showers, fair later, good, occasionally moderate. Loch Foyle to Cunniford Loch. West or northwest 4 or 5, veering north 3 or 4, then veering northeast 2 or 3 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. West or northwest 4 or 5, veering north 3 or 4, then veering northeast 2 or 3 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardamurchan Point. Northwest 4 or 5, veering north 3 or 4, then becoming variable 2 or 3 later. Showers, wintry later, good, occasionally moderate. Ardamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. North or northwest 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, northwest 5 or 5 to 7, wintry showers, good occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. I'll be back with a general weather forecast in a few minutes.
Thank you, Simon. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Sunday, the 17th of November. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Vigialis. Donald Trump has chosen a climate change skeptic to be in charge of energy for his next government. A rural affairs minister has urged farmers to be calm about government plans for inheritance tax on their land. And in sport, England's rugby players lose again to the world champions, South Africa. An oil industry executive who has played down the effects of climate change has been nominated by Donald Trump to be America's next energy secretary. Chris Wright, the chief executive of Liberty Energy, has said that there is no climate crisis and has compared efforts by Democrats to combat global warming to communism. The U.S. political analyst Rina Shah says the appointment fits a pattern.
The fact that this is somebody coming from the private sector to come disrupt the public sector completely aligns with Trump's vision. So I'm not at all surprised by this pick, but I'm sure environmentalists are losing their minds right now, and rightfully so.
The Chinese President Xi Jinping has told President Biden that he will strive for a smooth transition when the new Trump administration takes office in January. The two leaders met on the sidelines of the Asia-Pacific summit in the Peruvian capital Lima as tensions between the countries continue over trade, Taiwan and Russia. In his final meeting as U.S. president with Mr. Xi, Mr. Biden urged Beijing to use its influence to stop further Russian deployment of North Korean troops in Ukraine. The Rural Affairs Minister, Daniel Zeichner, has urged farmers to be calm about the government's plans to make them pay inheritance tax on land worth more than £1 million. Hundreds of farmers are set to travel to London on Tuesday to protest at the measure announced in last month's budget. Mr. Zeichner told the BBC's Politics East programme that fewer than 500 farms a year were likely to be affected.
I absolutely understand people are very worked up. I think it's a whole range of issues coming together, quite frankly. But on this, I just urge people to look calmly at the detail, and I think they'll find the vast majority will be fine.
A woman found dead in the boot of a car in East London on Thursday morning has been named by Northamptonshire Police. Detectives believe that Harshita Brela, who was 24 and from Corby, was attacked by someone she knew. The force has referred itself to the Independent Office for Police Conduct because of previous contact with Ms. Brela. Lord Blunkett has called for an urgent review into what he described as death trap tube platforms after he was injured falling into a gap as he boarded a train with his guide dog at Westminster Station. The Labour peer wants Transport for London to do more to ensure visually impaired people are kept safe. A supermarket will open